Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of the God stories we are publishing this week. In the first in a new weekly series of stories of hope about people touched by influential Christian ministries supported by the Mergon Foundation, we are sharing Khazili Mhlophe's testimony. Growing up in a KwaZulu-Natal community ravaged by HIV, at an early age, Khazili lost her parents, two aunts, and her sister, who had recently given up school to look after her. With no one left to care for her, an aunt in another village took her and her two cousins in. But then her youngest cousin became paralyzed and had to be hospitalized. This put enormous pressure on her aunt, whose life became increasingly hopeless, until she met someone from Key of Hope, a ministry that reaches out to disadvantaged children and young adults in Durban with hope found in Jesus Christ. Thereafter, the ministry founder, Daniel Smither, better known as Uncle Dan, visited Khazili and her cousin at home. Home visits are foundational to Key of Hope's vision of lifelong mentoring and discipleship. Each child is visited by a caring staff member every week to assess basic needs and provide spiritual counsel and prayer. I'll never forget that day when Uncle Dan knocked on our door, recalls Khazili. It was weird seeing a white person in a black community. He invited us to Kids Club and we were intrigued. From that day on, she started attending Kids Club every week, which she says changed her life. I got a new school uniform, new school shoes, full stationery food, and my aunt got support from Key of Hope as well. I was 12 years old when, on a Key of Hope camp, I felt like the Holy Spirit opened my eyes. Soon after, I gave my life to Jesus, she says. The Fun Saturday Kids Club is Key of Hope's main gathering and is a gateway to their other programs. Khazili joined Kids Club at the age of 9. In high school, she moved on to youth nights, and after high school she started volunteering at Key of Hope. Eventually she became an intern, and today she is a full-time Key of Hope staff member. In international news, we look at the ongoing protests that have convulsed Iran on a scale and nature unprecedented since the 1979 theocratic revolution. Now in their seventh week, and showing no signs of abating, despite a regime crackdown in which reportedly more than 200 peaceful protesters have died and over 1,000 have been arrested. The protests were sparked by the death in police custody of a 22-year-old woman, Masha Amin, who was arrested by Iran's infamous morality police for allegedly improperly wearing a woman's head covering, the hijab. Initially, the protests were led by women burning their hijabs in the streets. Now, participation is broad-based, with demonstrations in residential areas, major avenues, and universities nationwide. Unlike past protests about the economy and poverty, the current unrest has evolved into popular opposition to the theocratic state. Solidarity protests have been held in cities worldwide, and world powers have imposed fresh sanctions on Iran. At a recent Christian Feast of Tabernacles celebration in Jerusalem, Sharon Haskell, an Israeli MP, cut her own hair in solidarity with the women of Iran. She said she hoped the more than 2,000 Christians from 70 nations at the event would influence their countries to stand with the Iranian people. Two Christian Iranian exiles at the feast said the protests were a cry from the people for freedom from the theocratic regime. One of the exiles, Perman Mochahedi, shared three prayer requests for Iran. Pray for comfort for Iranians who are grieving over what's happening, and pray for hurting to find their healing and lasting hope in Christ, and pray for Iranian Christians inside of Iran, especially in these days when we are hearing that so many Christians are going outside and helping and spreading the gospel, he said. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.